T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
2-2 pitch. Swung on and looped into left. That'll drop for a base hit. That'll break the string for Hoskins. He's got a soft single to left. Charlie Manuel is batting 1,000 as the Phillies hitting coach.
What a difference.
Way back and gone. Bryce Harper has homered off Hamels. RBI single for Nola, and it's 3-0 Phillies. And a sacrifice fly for Rhys Hoskins.
Well, you keep seeing the club hit like this. I wake up tomorrow morning and find out Charlie's got a 5-year extension.
It's an RBI single for Cesar Hernandez. And the Phillies now lead it 5-0.
All right.
Swing and a ball pulled on the ground right side. Rizzo reaching for it, turns, and there's nobody covering as Hamels never went to cover first base. And Hamels, who gives up 2 in the first, 2 in the second, 2 in the third, fails to record an out in the third inning. Blasted down the left field line. If it's fair, it's gone, and it is fair! And it's a grand slam for JT Realmuto! And it's 10-0 Phillies.
Wow.
Where you been, Charlie?
Swung on and belted.
Forget about it. Way back to right, and that ball hits the second deck. Second homer of the game for Bryce Harper. A moonshot to right.
It was the sounds from last night. As you heard right here on 94 WIP, a lot of fun. My favorite moment of the game last night was when no one covered first base.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
that was cool.
Yeah, it was. But so the story out there is that he was really sick and mm-hmm. he shouldn't have pitched last night, but he did. Mm-hmm. And that's part of the reason why he struggled as much as he did.
Okay.
So there you have it. I mean, just some nights you just don't have it as a pitcher. I'm not going to hammer him too much because I am a Cole Hamels fan, as you know,
yeah.
Ike.
Why do we need to hammer Cole?
I mean, people on Twitter were responding last night being like, see that? You were right about Aaron Nola and Cole Hamels. And I'm like, come on, man. You're talking about a guy that's in the twilight of his career. The Nola Hamels discussion wasn't about right now.
Yeah, but you said yesterday it was the most important game ever because it was going to decide everything.
Let me tell you this. Until Aaron Nola is the MVP of a World Series, I don't care what he does that makes him look better than Cole Hamels. He'll never have the same spot that Hamels has. He needs to go. You got to go win a World Series.
Okay. Yeah, I agree.
You can be a good hell. Kurt Schilling was better than him here too, but he didn't win anything while he was here.
He not to the level of Hamels. He did not.
No,
he did not. No, I agree. All right, let's go to the phones. Debbie and Glenside. Debbie, how are you?
Hey guys, how are you?
Hey Deb,
what's up, Debbie?
Well, the first thing is, this is what I think. I think first of all, it's not wise to make a snap judgment, but no one living can deny the energy that was produced in the moment last night. And it could continue. But here's where I think a big difference could be made. I think even in this short time, Charlie Manuel will make a difference in some of those players' careers. He may make a key turning point difference for Bryce Harper or Rhys Hoskins, whoever, you never know. He could just hit somebody right with words and with his demeanor, and it could change the trajectory of their career. That's one significant difference I think could happen. And that would benefit the team, of course. So,
Tell you, Debbie, real quick, and I'll let you finish. We obviously need to see more, but man, just the idea of Charlie Manuel working with Rhys Hoskins and Bryce Harper, at least for the foreseeable future, I would love to see that. I mean, Charlie Manuel was here when there was the golden era of bashing, hitting home runs, Jason Worth. Even Jimmy Rollins could hit 30 home runs under Charlie Manuel. So wouldn't you want to see Charlie Manuel with Bryce Harper and Rhys Hoskins? These guys are supposed to be hitting 35-plus home runs every year. I mean, the way they are.
He could be the medicine.
Yes, he doesn't have to be the manager, but at least keep him as the hitting coach.
And But manager, I want to see Gabe out. I'm sorry. When Gabe said more relaxed, he said, "Oh, Charlie made the players more relaxed. They weren't relaxed. They were catatonic. They're being asked not to trust their own instincts." And no, Charlie made them relaxed. Mm-hmm. There's no more relaxed. He like brought them out of catatonia.
I appreciate it.
Like it.
Yeah.
Listen. Like it.
Keep
this up, man. We're going to have to talk Charlie into being the permanent hitting coach.
We'll just make him the manager. He's not going to be he's not going to be the hitting coach.
No.
They'll make him the manager.
Oh, well, okay.
Which would more or less be the hitting coach as well.
Mm-hmm.
The Charlie chants last night were expected. They were awesome.
Mm-hmm.
The energy in the park certainly was there in large part because of Charlie Manuel. There's no doubt about it.
Mm-hmm.
And the team definitely fed off of that. But here's the thing, right? Mm. That will wear off.
Sure.
That will die down.
Yeah.
And now it's going to have to be, is the team good enough? Is this team that the offense that has looked flawed all year, forget about injuries, just the guys that were supposed to be big parts of this. You know, Bryce Harper's heating up a little bit.
I've heard all year he's a second-half guy. Isn't this what he's supposed to be doing right now?
Yep.
So he's going to keep that up then, right? I heard that this is his track record. He's a second-half player.
Yep. Supposedly. Yeah, I don't you have to give Gabe a lot of credit for last night, too? I think you could give Gabe more credit than Charlie just because he...
Oh, you're just trying to troll people.
No, now. I mean...
Yeah, you are.
Okay, Reese Hoskins, he changed the lineup around to try to get Reese going.
Stop it.
What could Charlie Manuel have possibly done last night that led them to 11 runs?
Let me tell you this. Gabe gets no credit for last night. Stop it.
No, I mean...
Stop it.
As far as what people are going to say, sure, but the manager changed the lineup up. It seemed to ignite the team.
He's been changing the lineup up all year. Doing that all year.
Yeah, but when he does it drastically, it worked for a short term in San Francisco.
But was it the lineup change or was it the approach at the plate?
Last night?
Yeah, last night.
Well, they scored 9 runs, and Bryce Harper had 2 home runs last week when they were out west. Does that mean they changed their approach that night? Or, what are we talking about?
I just asked, was it the approach at the plate or the lineup change last night?
I don't think anybody really knows.
They only had one walk last night. They certainly seemed a lot more aggressive. 13 hits. Everybody had hits. That certainly hasn't happened this year. Pitchers is out there hitting. Aaron Nola.
He's good out there.
Yeah. Come on, man.
Let's go to Matt in Philly.
Just skip his props.
What's up, Matt? How are you?
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey, listen, Matt? I got a question. Ike, I need your help with this one, all right?
All righty.
Hey, Mark, I want to know if Carson doesn't get hurt this whole year, would you get a tattoo of him on your back next to folks?
No. Are you crazy?
Come on. Ike, you got to keep it going for me, all right? Well, you got
to
do it.
I don't want him to get another tattoo.
For staying healthy? Good Lord, Matt. What's wrong with you?
Listen, I think it's going to help you because everybody thinks you hate on them, and you say you don't. So I don't care
what people think. Doesn't mean I'm defacing my back even more if he stays healthy.
Come on,
Matt. If you, how about this? If he wins a Super Bowl, I'll get a Wentz tattoo.
Ooh,
how about that?
I'm done. I'm with that one. All right.
Yeah,
we'll take that, Matt. Lock that in.
Sudfeld on the neck if he wins a Super Bowl.
Up to that, Ike.
Oh, we got it. We got it all on Jack. We got that. We got it.
All right, thanks, guys.
All right.
You're gonna be like a biker around here in a little while. Stop it.
What could Charlie?
He doesn't know what he wants to do
for the first time. And the games tonight, Nick Foles isn't playing. For the first time in a really long time,
mm-hmm.
a player that's not playing for this team is on the top of my mind, right? Mm-hmm. I don't think this has happened. When's the last time it's happened where you had a player that left the city and we're focusing on, maybe some people aren't, but the focus with a lot of reporters, the focus with a lot of people in the media is the return of Nick Foles. So B-Dawg Covington. Well, he would have had to have played, right? To have a...
Hold on, did he play when he came back? He did not play.
No, he was hurt.
He was injured.
He was hurt.
What about Iggy? When Iggy came back?
Iggy?
Yeah.
Well, they had that montage up there.
Video, yeah.
People were kind of nice to him. I didn't care. Right? You're right. Brian Dawkins. Is that the
Yeah, he would be the biggest for sure.
Oh, Utley.
Or Utley, yeah.
Utley. Here's my question. I'm trying to think the last player to leave Philly that made me root for their team.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a Jacksonville Jaguar fan. Mm-hmm. Like, they're mm-hmm. they're my number two team. They're my AFC team. I'm rooting for them to go to the Super Bowl to face the Eagles.
Mm-hmm.
I'm considering maybe checking out a shirt.
No, that's not. See, that's what I love hearing this. I'm glad you're saying this, because see, this it brings everything into focus. You got to embrace it, man. Embrace your Wentz hate. Embrace the fact that you're all in on Nick and you want Nick to succeed. You want the Jags to win so that you can say that Carson isn't a winner. Like, you got to embrace that.
Right, but
we're going to pin it on you anyway.
You brought up Wentz's name. I didn't.
Yeah, but that's because I can read through the lines.
You brought up Carson Wentz's name. I didn't.
You want Jacksonville in the Super Bowl?
Because I'm a fan of Nick Foles. That's why. What
do you want the Eagles in the Super Bowl?
I said I want the Jags and the Eagles, and I would root for the Eagles because I'm an Eagle fan.
Oh, you would root for the Eagles.
You think I'm going to root for another team over the Eagles, Ike?
Oh, I think inside you would, yeah.
Oh, please.
Oh, yeah, you would.
I'm rooting hard for Nick Foles to be successful in Jacksonville. Unlike you, that's a closet Nick Foles haters, I'm rooting hard for Nick to be successful in Jacksonville. He won a Super Bowl here. He came back. He said and did all the right things. He was a great teammate and a great leader, right? He left number 9 in Philly because he says that's where that number 9 belongs, all right?
Mm-hmm.
There's something about Nick Foles that fans and his teammates rally around. All right? I mean, did you see what happened on Monday after practice? Everybody went inside into the air conditioning. Nick Foles was running wind sprints. 50 yards, 10 times, in 102-degree heat. That's a teammate. That's a leader. Right? Mm-hmm. They asked Calais Campbell about him, who was the only guy that was still out there doing an interview, and he said, leadership, man. That's Nick Foles.
Yeah.
Too many people that try to go over the top because they feel like they're defending Carson Wentz don't give Nick Foles the proper credit for what he is, which is a champion. All right? People act like Nick Foles was a fluke. He's not. He's an excellent quarterback. And he's going to win down in Jacksonville. And I'm rooting for the Jags this year, Ike.
I hear you.
Are you?
Hey, see how you just stood for Nick Foles?
Yeah.
I don't think there's an Eagles fan that ever heard you say anything like that about Carson Wentz. You see why people get the perception of where your loyalties lie.
We're not talking about Carson Wentz.
Oh, yeah, you brought him up, too.
Yeah, but why do you keep bringing up Carson Wentz?
Well, you just brought him up.
I'm talking about Nick Foles.
Yeah, I know, but I'm saying, though, the way you just poured out your heart for Nick, we get it. I'm telling you that no one has ever heard you speak that way about Carson.
It's okay
to be a Nick Foles guy. I love Nick too. I don't need you to validate whether or not I'm a Nick Foles fan or not. I'm okay with that. My point is you're trying to say you're not a Wentz hater.
Oh, no. That's what
we're trying to get clear. We know you're a Foles fan.
But by the way,
we know that.
Don't think I've forgotten what you said about Nick Foles.
What did I say?
And I remember one specific time where we were talking about the possibility of the Giants wanting him, and you said, go to the Giants. I'm not scared of Nick Foles.
I'm not.
Right? Okay.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Did I stutter?
No, you didn't stutter.
Nah,
but it shows you the level of disrespect for what you think of Nick Foles as the player. You're one of the guys that poo-poo him.
No. No, Nick's just not one of the 5 quarterbacks that I would be worried about. I mean, quite frankly, there are a lot of quarterbacks that I'm not worried about as long as I have Carson Wentz. There's a lot of quarterbacks I'm not worried about. Nick's not one of them. I mean, Nick happens to be one of the ones I'm not worried about. I have the better quarterback on my team. Why would I be worried about Nick Foles?
Yeah, okay.
He could go to the Giants. If that's going to bring me back a second-round pick, why would I say, no, I don't want a second-round pick because I'm afraid I don't want Nick Foles
in the
NFC East?
You're improving your division team with a guy that can beat you during the regular season or the playoffs.
But I'm also improving my team.
Okay.
I'm okay with that.
All right.
I'm okay with that. Just like when the Eagles traded McNabb to Washington.
Here's what I know, right?
I mean, I love Nick. Nick's in Jacksonville.
Yeah, he's in Jacksonville. There's no doubt about it.
I mean, I can root for Nick and be happy for Nick, but I can show that same amount of love and support for my quarterback. See, that's the problem with some of the fans in this town is they can't do both. They feel it has to be one or the other. I've never said you have to root against Nick Foles to be a Wentz fan.
Well, I've never
said that.
I think a lot of people
Jack.
Just feel like that.
And don't get me wrong. There are some people because of this situation, have turned on Nick.
Yeah. Or guys like Jack that never gave him the proper respect. Jack Fritz, who is our new producer in the last few weeks.
He's a Foles hater.
He's been disrespectful for years to Nick Foles. Years. Nick Foles, Jack, your thoughts?
I'm rooting for two teams this year. One, the Eagles, and the other plays the Jaguars.
Why?
Because I don't want him to be validated as a good quarterback in this league.
He is a good quarterback.
Yeah, he's an average to below average quarterback in this league, and that's what will bear out this season
okay.
in Jacksonville.
So to your point, Jack, you know what? He's gonna prove differently, because other than in short spurts, Nick Foles hasn't proven that he is that's the facts, right?
Yeah.
I believe he's going to prove people wrong this year down in Jacksonville, because I believe he is a good starting quarterback, right? So just like Jack, who's disrespecting Nick Foles, or that's mm-hmm. what people say, even though he won a Super Bowl with the Eagles, mm-hmm. he could look at it the same way. He could love Nick and appreciate what he did here and just let him move on and not say anything else.
Yeah, he's a heathen.
He is a heathen.
Yeah,
I don't vouch
for him either. Yeah.
But there's a lot of people that
both of you. I'm trying to bring both of you.
So here's the question, right?
So both of you.
I legitimately.
I love both guys.
I am. You
want me to pick sides. That's all
No, damn it. You know what I want? You know what I want with Carson Wentz?
What?
I want him to validate what everybody talks about. That's all that I want. I want him to validate this year with what people say, which is he's the next great quarterback in this city. That's what I want validated. That's all that I want. You can confuse that with hate. You can pretend that's hate. That's all I want. All right? People say he's arrived. He hasn't arrived yet with me. That's it. I support him. I think he has great talent. I just want to see him do it. You know what I see with Nick Foles?
You want to see him
He's
do what?
Done it.
Win the Super Bowl.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So if he doesn't win the Super Bowl, it doesn't validate him as a player.
If he gets to the playoffs and wins some playoff games, if he performs well in those situations, it validates him.
You think Carson Wentz is never going to make the playoffs? He's not going to be a playoff quarterback? Really? Is that what you're thinking?
He is going to be a playoff quarterback.
Okay, so we're taking that as a given.
We're
talking about championships.
When the light is shining at its brightest, mm-hmm. that's what I want to see Carson Wentz play. That's when I saw Nick Foles play, I know what he looked like.
Did you watch the FBS championship game?
North Dakota State?
Did you watch that game?
Did I watch the 1AA championship game?
Yeah.
On YouTube, sure.
Yeah, yeah. That was a big stage.
How many championships did that program win in a row?
I don't know.
And he's like five?
I just know he played in the championship game on the big stage, and he played well. That's all I know, John.
So that's
what I know.
Here's my question, because I was trying to make this about Nick Foles, and you are trying to make this about Carson Wentz. So here's the question.
Well, I mean, this is Philadelphia.
Who else is? But
this is Philadelphia. Yeah, I'm going to sit here and let you opine about Nick Foles and prop him up all day when Carson Wentz is our quarterback. Yeah, that was really going to happen today.
So here's what.
Right.
Here's what I'm asking people out there, right?
Yeah.
You're going to have the people that call in, at like Jack, that are going to be disrespectful Foles. You're going to have Wade from Chester call in and say, hey, you should have kept him. But what about everybody else that doesn't have the extreme views? Are you?
Yeah, like me.
Like, all right, like Ike.
Yeah.
All right. Are you rooting for Nick Foles? Are you, like, not
How
only
is
just.
Ike the not extreme one here?
Well, because
he's
I'm talking, actually.
He's at Ike in the Wagoneers.
Oh, because I got my guys.
Wagonite. It's a Wagonite. He's decided it's Wagonite.
Okay, Wagonite's what we're going with?
Yeah.
Did I not say that I have the ability to do two things at the same time?
He's allowed to be a Wagonite or lead the Wagonites.
Yeah.
I think I should be leading the Wagonites then.
No, I mean, he's underselling that he had went a little bit too far against Foles and some disrespect, but he was trying to stand up for Carson for doing that. So that's why I understand what he did.
Disrespect?
A little bit.
Because I said one guy's better than the other.
But what I'm saying is...
I said the one thing that everybody else, except for a portion of the Eagle fan base, would say as well, that one guy is better than the other.
Well, no, you were a little bit negative on Foles and how good he was. That's what I heard.
I know that's what you heard. I was negative on Foles.
That's what I heard. But the question for me is, because I really am... This year, normally you care about the Eagles. The last time I cared about what another team was doing was 1998, your rookie year, where the Eagles were bad and Randall Cunningham had went to Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
And Brad Johnson got hurt earlier in the year. He was the backup. And, man, he had the best year of his career that year. And I was rooting for Randall like that was almost an Eagles team, right? Mm-hmm. Because I was a Randall fan, right? Mm-hmm. So Nick Foles going to Jacksonville is kind of that same thing.
Not because we aren't the 1998 Eagles.
No, I know, but I would have rooted for Randall that year regardless.
If we were a playoff team, you wouldn't root for Minnesota?
Well, not against the Eagles, no. But you don't have to worry about that with Nick.
I don't know. I do have to worry about that with you because you got an allegiance to players, not the team.
I have an allegiance.
That's what I'm starting to feel.
I have an allegiance to a player that won a Super Bowl here.
Right.
888-729-9494. Who else is rooting for Nick? Not just as your hope, you wish he's doing well, that you're going to be paying attention to the Jags as your second team, as something that matters. If the Jags lose and Nick struggles, Ike, it's going to hurt.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.